Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. God has called you through the gospel to possess the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. He will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When he came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" He said, "Yes." When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What's his opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Their subjects are exempt. But that you may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that come up. Open his mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. In this gospel, Jesus revealed that he will be killed, but he will be risen. But the disciples still understand this. Still, Jesus is accompanying them. Jesus invites them to follow him. From the first reading, Moses asked the people to love all, not only the Jews, also pagans, they have to love them. And Jesus, in the New Testament, especially through the Blessed Sacrament, we say we human beings can share the life of Jesus, so we are one. So what St. Paul says, since God called us, so that we have to follow the gospel. For the gospel means to love unconditionally. Let's ask Jesus to give us the strength, starting from today onward, also always love with the love of Jesus. Love all, love them unconditionally. Jesus, give us your strength so that we can continue to follow you.